Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis.
Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And welcome to your sports break for October 26th, where we are going to talk about some of the greatest athletes, some of the events that they performed on October 26th that made a sports memory, and the uniform numbers that they wore. And before we get to that, let's make sure that you know that we are on Twitter. We are at Pigskin Dispatch, and we would love to have you follow us and see all the things that we have that we're liking, we're retweeting, that we're posting. It's all on sports history, mostly on football, but we have a lot of the baseball and other things too through the Jersey Dispatch. It is Pigpen Sports, and that's what we like to do, is talk about some great sports history. Now let's get to those sports history numbers for October 26th. And the uniform numbers are 10, 32, 2, 61, and the number 23. October 26, 1960, the American League approves the Washington Senators to allow them to move to become the Minnesota Twins. And it announces that the franchises in Los Angeles and Washington, D.C. For 1961. October 26, 1968, striker Antal Dunaj, number 10, scored twice as Hungary outpaced Bulgaria 4-1 to take the men's football gold medal at the Mexico City Olympics. Of course, that is a soccer, what we call it here in the States, but nonetheless, a gold medal for Hungary. October 26, 1982, in Major League Baseball news, the Philadelphia Phillies number 32, Steve Carlton, became the first pitcher ever to win four Cy Young Awards. October 26, 1985, Doug Harvey's number 2 jersey was retired by the Montreal Canadiens, a team that he played many seasons for and had a great career. October 26, 1993, the National Football League announced a new expansion team, the Carolina Panthers in Charlotte. And October 26, 1997, at the World Series, the Florida Marlins defeated the Cleveland Indians 3-2 in Game 7 at Pro Player Stadium in Miami. For the Marlins, it was the first ever title. Most valuable player was Florida pitcher number 61, Leivan Hernandez. October 26, 2000, the World Series action, New York Yankees defeated the New York Mets in the Subway Series 4-2 in Game 5 at Shea Stadium to win the series. Matter of fact, it was their third straight title for the New York Yankees. Most valuable player was Yankees shortstop number 2, Derek Jeter. October 26, 2005, at the World Series, it was the Chicago White Sox defeating the Houston Astros 1-0 in Game 4 at Minute Maid Park to sweep the Astros and win a White Sox first title in 88 seasons. Most valuable player was Chicago outfielder number 23, Jermaine Dye. October 26, 2018, the longest baseball World Series game by both innings and time occurred as the Los Angeles Dodgers defeated the Boston Red Sox 3-2 in the 18th inning, and it took 7 hours and 20 minutes in Game 3 at Dodger Stadium with Max Muncy having a walk-off homer in that game. Just some tremendous history that we had on October 26. A lot of World Series action. It helps you to get ready for this series that we are watching here in 2022 and preparing for that. And probably be some more history coming up in that as well. I don't know if we'll have the longest game in the, by time and inning, but we will have an MVP eventually, and we will have a World Series winner. It happens soon. So enjoy the history, enjoy the baseball, enjoy the football, and all the other sports that are happening. We have hockey and basketball being played as well. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout, and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast.
We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.